Blog Talk Radio.
One of the examples is, says,
Except for a few gossamer clouds, the sky was clear and blue. I guess gossamer in that situation means extremely light, extremely light. And light is spelled L-I-G-H-T, not L-I-T-E. Okay, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, guys, thanks for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show. And thank you guys for tuning in. This was expected by the title of today's show. So I guess I'll give you guys a couple of more minutes to grab a hold of the show. But I won't do that because I don't want the people who are already here to have to hold for other people who are late. So today's episode is entitled, Why Do Men and Women Enjoy Breast Sucking and Touching So Much? Why is that so? Okay, so what we're going to do is try to explain the reasons that men and women enjoy breast touching and sucking. And I know I got younger people listening to the show, younger females listening to the show, younger males listening to the show. But but if you've been in this situation or this has happened to you, then you'll understand what I'm talking about. If not, then later on down the road, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Or hopefully what some of my listeners are talking about. And, I'm not talking about just men. I'm not talking about just women. Because men and women enjoy breast touching and sucking. Okay? And the reason I wanted to do this show, because I saw an article about women and breast cancer. And this article said that, you know, breast sucking is a form of breast sucking can prevent breast cancer. Okay? They say that breast sucking, when men sucking women breasts, or in some cases women sucking women breasts, that it can be a breast cancer deterrent. Okay? And but after doing a bit of research and looking into some medical stuff, some doctors and some cancer doctors, this is not something that's scientifically proven. It's not something that's been researched and proven to be true. Okay? It's not. So I'm not going to tell you guys that's true. That if you, you know, let a man or a woman or whatever suck on your breasts, touch on your breasts, that it's going to It's a breast cancer prevention method, because that's not been proven. Okay, so I'm not gonna give you guys any bad information. Okay, and again, I keep my show 100%, so I'm not gonna sugarcoat anything, but this is, you know, breast sucking and touching is something that's enjoyed by not just men, not just women. It's enjoyed by men and women. And it's a big sexual stimulation to men and women when the breasts are, or when I say sucked, I mean put your mouth on them. Okay, because it, you know, contrarily to some of the things that some of the younger generation may think, but men also have breasts, and men are very sensitive. Some men are very sensitive in their breast area, as well as women. Okay, and you know, breast sucking is not just something that happens, or breasts are not just there for food nourishment for babies. Okay, again, it's a stimulation that women get from touching and sucking breasts. Okay, it's just that, that's it. Okay, it's not that just the breasts are for milk, right, or nourishment to babies. Okay, I think that all women like their breasts to be touched and sucked by men. Again, it is a form of sexual stimulation to women. Okay? It's a form of sexual stimulation to women. And it's also a form of sexual stimulation for men as well. All right? Now, maybe I'm giving too much information, but for me, that's not really something that stimulates me. Okay, that's not something that stimulates me. As far as a woman or my wife sucking on my breast. Okay, I'm not stimulated by that. But a lot of men are. All right? And, you know, you may know, women, you may know if you know if your man or, you know, is stimulated by sucking or touching his breast. Okay? And you know that you're stimulated by the sucking or the touching of your breast. You know, the reasons that goes on is, again, it's a high form of stimulation for women. So men try to get involved in that if they have a partner, and they try to get involved in that probably as soon as they can, right? Right? And thinking that would lead to other things. I'm not going to dive too deep into that. But, you know, they do that as a stepping stone to other things. All right? So the breast sucking and the touching is a huge form of stimulation for women, and men are drawn to that. A lot of men are drawn to big breasts. They're all different sizes and shapes of breasts. Okay? There are some women have huge breasts. Some women have very small breasts. And some are very, I guess, medium breasts. Some of these little, you see some of these models that are on TV. They may not be a little skinny thing, but they're still models, and they have a little meat on their bones, and they have like medium breasts, or may they say perfect. So, but a lot of men like big, a lot of men like small breasts, a lot of men like the medium breasts. Okay? And then there are women out there who go and get the breast enhancement, okay? Or the silicone breast. I don't understand that part. I don't understand that with women. I understand you may want to have bigger breasts, but that's not what the man upstairs wants you to have. Okay? If he wanted you to have huge breasts, he would have given them to you. If he wanted you to have little tiny breasts, he would have given you those. So, some women do that because their man is a breast freak. He likes big breasts. So she want to please her man, so she go out and get these enhancements. But I don't know, okay, if the enhancements take away from the sensation or the feeling that women get when their breasts are touched or the breasts are sucked on. I don't know if they still get that stimulation or still get that feeling because they had their breasts enhanced. I don't know. Okay? But you'll see some women, even women on TV, and you say, man, you see them one time, and then the next time, they've got these huge breasts. You say, man, she's had some work done on her chest, right? And again, I don't know if they are, or if you can be, if they still have the same feeling that they had before the surgery. Okay? Women that had this surgery done on their breasts, I don't know if they still have that same feeling or not in their breasts. Okay? So, again, that's something that men enjoy. And men enjoy it because women enjoy it. If the women didn't enjoy it, we wouldn't do it. Right? So, men out there, if that's something, or if you haven't gone down that road of sucking or touching breasts, then whomever your female partner is, go for it. Okay? Time you see, some people call them, some women call them girls, some people call them the twins or whatever. So, guys, next time you see the girls, next time you see the twins, then go for it. All right? See if that's something that will stimulate her. See if that's something that will make her ask, what are you doing? She can ask that, but again, that's a form of stimulation for women. So guys, get after it, okay? Get after it. And again, the thing about this being something that's a that will prevent breast cancer, that's a myth, or that's something that's not true. And you can, you know, there are articles out there that saying breast sucking and breast touching is a form of breast cancer prevention. So you can tell your girl to go out there and check it out. And she may do that. And she'll probably find some articles about that that's saying that it's true. But, you know, when that happens, and, you know, she may do something different, okay? She may do something different. She may allow that, all right? So get on to that and make that happen for your female companion. Now, women on women and men on men, I mean, I can't, you know, I guess it's the same thing. I guess when a woman is sucking on another woman's breast, I guess she get that same sexual stimulation that she gets when men suck on the breast. I guess. Okay? And I guess, you know, men, when another man is sucking on your breast, you know, I guess you get that stimulation, that sexual stimulation, just like you do when a woman's sucking on your breast. I don't know. But there's so many of these man-on-man and women-on-women couples around right now that, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with them, and I don't really care what's going on with them, all right? But I did want to do this to talk with my men in my audience and my women in my audience, because I want my women to get all the pleasure that they can, okay, in a relationship. I want my men to get all the pleasure that they can from a relationship. And this is, I'm saying that when it's man on woman or woman on man or whatever, that kind of relationship, that, you know, that's what I'm pushing. All right, I am not pushing a man on man or woman on woman relationship, because that's just not my I don't condone those relationships. I condone man on woman relationships, or woman on man relationships, not man on man, women on women. That's not me. So, again, to my younger crowd out there, if you're not sucking or touching breasts, start. My younger women out there, if you haven't had the experience of someone sucking or touching your breasts, I'm not saying, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying get out there and get sexually active if you're not. That's on you. That's your timetable or whatever. But if you are and you haven't had that experience, push that experience and see, you know, how you like it. If you don't, then, hey, tell that guy to get off, stop. You know, yeah, you know, but some guys may not do it right. Some guys may be a little bit too aggressive, too hard on women, and don't, you know, do things right. And if that happens, then you let him know that you're not doing something right, because that hurts. All right, but, you know, when it stimulates you, it feels good to you, then you know that he's doing right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. My show has been full all morning long. I know I got a big crowd out there online on my show page about this subject, and I'm trying to start the week off with a bang. I'm going to have a very controversial show again tomorrow, same time right here, and so make sure you tune in over the next few days to the show, because it's going to be different, it's going to be controversial, and I want you guys to listen in. I also want more listener participation. So if you guys see a topic out there that you're interested in or that you want to comment on, please call in and I'll put you on the air, okay? A lot of people that I talk to who listen to the show, I always ask, call in. Why don't you want to be on the show? And most of them say that they don't like talking in front of a lot of people. Well, it's not talking in front of a lot of people. It's just you and I having a dialogue back and forth. It's like we're on the telephone together. We're on the cell phone together. Just you and I. You know, don't think about, you know, I may have 2,000 people listening to the show. I know I shouldn't have said that. But don't think about that. You know, it isn't 2,000 people you're talking to that's going to be bumping back and forth with you. It's just me, okay? It's just Frank. You know, I'm the only one that you'll be talking to. So I got a little over a minute left in the show, guys. Got a little new stuff I want to put to you. And so take care of yourself, guys. Have a great day. Have a great week. Join the show tomorrow. Same time, same place. Right here. Frank Williams Show. I'll see you.
A silhouette of splendor. I'd love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling. Makes it so easy. And oh, so pleasing. Concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love, the secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds, helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Concentrate on you. Ah, yeah. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Concentrate on you. Concentrate. remember when I used to come by and pick you up and take you out. We had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. And that was our love call, and in the distance I heard you say, always make me sister.